Gospel Contemplation for the Feast of All Saints. Today's scripture is from the 5th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Music is The Family by Chad Crouch in the public domain. If you are unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. As a reminder, if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn the audio off and do that. You can always turn it back on when you're ready to move on, or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. If you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. And ask God for the grace of whatever you most need in your life right now. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." imagine that you are in the crowd that surrounds Jesus. Take a few moments to see the scene. What kind of setting is it? A town, a road, a field? What can you see? What do you hear? You go with the crowd, following Jesus up the mountain. As you go, you begin to take note of who is there. There are people you know and people you don't. And many of them are people you've heard stories about, the saints. Which saints do you notice that are walking with you? It doesn't matter if they are from different time periods or if they are officially canonized or not. You might even speak with one or two of them as you go. Do the saints that come to mind for you tell you anything about what kind of Christian you aspire to be? On the mountain, Jesus sits to teach. You draw near and listen as he proclaims characteristics of those who are blessed. What touches you as he speaks? The values Jesus expresses are contrary to many of our cultural values. Pay attention to the Beatitudes that you are drawn to, and also to the ones that seem more challenging to you. Thank you. What desires and hopes are stirred in you as you listen to Jesus' words? Notice that Jesus speaks in the present tense, as well as about the future. The people he describes are blessed right now. How do you experience God's blessing in breaking of the reign of God in your life right now? Spend some time with Jesus. You can approach him and sit near him on the mountain. Spend some time talking with him about how his words have affected you. Perhaps you would like to ask him for the grace of one of the Beatitudes, of poverty of spirit, mourning, meekness, hunger and thirst for righteousness, mercy, a clean heart, peacemaking, or persecution for righteousness' sake. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.